Some days, prayer will feel easy. Others, it may feel more difficult. The trick is to gently stay with it, each time, no matter how it feels. Look for a place in your routine where you place prayer in, intentionally. It's easier to develop a new habit when we do things around the same time each day. Over the next few minutes, we are going to do a really simple technique that will guide our prayer and how that will carry into your day-to-day life. Don't worry if you've never done anything like this before. This is a really straightforward exercise. No matter what's going on in your life right now, no matter how many thoughts are racing around your mind, no matter how your body is feeling, just take a moment to sit down and take a deep, big breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth, taking in fresh air, lungs expanding, and as you breathe out, a sense of letting go. Stress in the body, in the mind, to God. Feeling the muscles soften as you relax. You can close your eyes if you want to. Breathing deeply in through the nose and out through the mouth. Take a moment to pause. As life impacts us all, it's normal to acknowledge that many deep thoughts we experience daily, thoughts that have us running in new directions, never truly focused on the moment at hand, thoughts that create feelings of worry, restlessness, allowing our minds to dwell on difficulty or trouble. Moments like these, to stop and focus, help us realize we're here, we're okay. Doing better than we think. Each breath, reminder of the breath of life God breathed into the creation of man. Every breath, a gift. In a spirit of gratitude, take a couple deep breaths to relax your mind.
Speak to me when the silence steals my voice. You understand me. Come to me in the valley of unknowns. You understand me. You understand me, God. You understand me.
As you are in this relaxed state, find a posture or position of humility, a headspace that recognizes we cannot do life alone, a new self-awareness of how great our God is. Proclaim in your spirit with me, Psalm 92:5, how great are your works, Lord, how profound your thoughts. His ways are better than ours, his thoughts higher than ours. Let's pray. God, I thank you for how great you are. I cannot fathom your glory. I thank you for the life you've given me. Thank you for my health. I understand it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening. Although I don't deserve it, you've not only given me life, but life more abundantly, a life to love, to serve, to flourish. Let's take the next minute or so to thank God.
So I throw all my cares before you. My doubts and fears don't scare you. You're bigger than I thought you were. You're bigger than I thought. I stop all negotiations with the
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, "This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" Think through the moments you've cast your own thoughts on worry. Take each of those thoughts captive and cast them on God. Make them obedient to Christ. Nothing is too much for our God to handle. Remember your worth, not valued by any earthly measure, but from your heavenly Father. You are his child, with whom he is well pleased. Your identity and standing are defined by your perfect dad. He cares for you dearly and watches over you. Lord, forgive me for attempting to go it alone, to choose worry over trust in you. Lord, I take my thoughts of worry, lonesomeness, and restlessness and give them to you. I ask you to have your way, to show off as the Prince of Peace in my life. Comfort me and reveal to me all the times you've come through in my life, the moments I thought I was stuck, the moment I thought I would never be the same, the moments I failed. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your love for me, for your protection. Lord, you are my shelter, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Take some time now and reflect on the moments God intervened in your life. The moment you thought you wouldn't make it, financially, in heartbreak, lost. The healing of past hurt, offense, and struggle, and thank him you are no longer there. The moments you knew he is real, holding on to the hope that he will do it again.
There is a sound I love to hear. It's the sound of the Savior's robe as he walks into the room where people pray, where we hear praises, he hears faith. Awake my soul and sing his praise aloud, sing his praise aloud. Oh, awake my soul and sing his praise aloud, sing his praise aloud.
Psalm 139 says, "You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head." Nothing surprises God. He knows what we are going to say before we say it. Don't hold back on speaking truth. It's speaking and knowing the truth that will set you free. Jesus is the truth our souls need. Proclaim out loud with me together Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Lord, again, we thank you and understand the result of our prayer truly is peace. We thank you for the Holy Spirit as our encourager. Though we suffer great sorrow and anguish, we know that you alone can work miracles. You hold on to your promises. You are the light in the darkness. That is who you are, the way maker, out and away from restlessness.